D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Chris Mason, Predators TV analyst. Chris, before we begin, I have a trivia question for you.
All right.
How many career goals did you give up to Alex Ovechkin?
No clue. Probably, I don't know. I feel like I didn't play them much, but I'll have to say, I know I was on, they did a collage of all the goalies that had been scored on by Alex Ovechkin, and what mine was one of the miniature faces on there. So I know I have got scored on him, but not in a shootout. Tell me the answer.
According to Hockey Reference, Alex Ovechkin has 3 goals and 6 career games against Chris Mason.
Not too bad.
That's damn good.
He's a good player.
Not bad.
You shut him down, basically.
All right,
You could play a small part in history. That's the way I would think about it if I were you. When Alex Ovechkin inevitably breaks Gretzky's record, he's 34 away from tying, you can play a small part in that history-making moment.
You can just tell people, hey, listen, he only scored 3 goals against me, and I played a long time in the league. So
there you go.
You ain't got to tell them how many times y'all played each other. You know.
There you go. It's all about mindset.
Exactly.
So, Chris, the other day, after the Predators lost to the Kings, there was an interesting quote from Andrew Brunette, and he said, quote, "Frustration plays tricks on you. Frustration makes you think you're actually working when you're not working. Frustration actually makes you a poor teammate. Frustration is contagious." Take us through the mind of a player, because, I mean, that doesn't sound too good. So, I mean, Derek went through it. You went through it. Frustration is part of life, and especially being a high-level pro athlete. Take us through the mind of what it is like when you're frustrated and how it manifests itself in the ways that Andrew Brunette is describing there.
Yeah, well, I thought, he did a great job of expressing it and explaining what that emotion is to an athlete or to a player and to a person in general, I guess. But I think what you're seeing, and you can see it come out in body language, and when you get frustrated, I think you start focusing on all the wrong things. Every, you know, one little mistake blows up. And I don't know if you guys, you always see guys are breaking sticks left and right, and, you know, it's coming out, and you start focusing on doing the little things that, you know, and ultimately end up in scoring goals. You know, there's so many things and a big chain of events that has to happen before you can even get a scoring chance. And when frustration creeps into your mind as a player and as a team, you know, that's when people tend to start becoming more individual in the way that they play. It's not that they're not trying, you know, you're almost trying too hard and kind of paralyzing yourself mentally, because your focus isn't where it should be. You're overthinking, you know, you start pointing fingers a little bit. If there's a playoff or a puck bounces over your stick, and you start kind of making excuses, and it's true. And, you know, you come to the rink every day. It's not fun, you know, when you're going through a stretch like they're going through. There's not much joy in it. And it ultimately does creep in. And now you can see, like, I really noticed last game, and there's been a few games like this, but the body language really kind of summed it up for me, that this team is really frustrated. And I think, you know, that's something, as you guys just told me, how to flip the mindset and how to, you know, think about something. Collectively, they have to be able to turn this frustration into determination. And it's so hard to do when you're in that situation. You're kind of in a downward spiral. But if you are able to do that and harness and kind of flip the own script in your mind, I think you can do that. And the way that you do that is you have to completely simplify what you're trying to do. I mean, you guys saw last game, they're trying to make all these perfect plays, pass through the middle, and you're playing against one of the, you know, top, I'd say, 5-on-5 defensive teams, really structured. You know, you know you're playing the Kings, it's tough to get to the net, and they're trying to force things into the middle where there's nothing there. So I think they really have to just get down to basic hockey and just the old cliche, one play at a time. Go out here, and it's funny how when you have one small victory, how you can build something into that, instead of saying, we got to win this hockey game, we got to score goals, we got to get to the net, we got to do all those things. You know, it's overwhelming, and until you need to do a million little things to get one positive result. So I just say they got to break it down, and just everything is just simplified for me. They got to they got to find ways to get to the net. But yeah, it's tough. It's tough to watch a team and players when they get to that level of frustration.
Now, see, Mace, I'm sure you've gotten wind of Barry Trotz's comment or, you know, Barry Trotz's interview with Jarrett yesterday. Are you in agreement with that, what some of the things? Because this is not the first time that Barry has been honest. He comes on these airways, and Barry is as honest as any GM that I've seen. And I find it to be a little bit refreshing in a sense. But how does that, especially when you're going through what you're going through as players, how does that resonate to guys? Because ultimately, you know that within the next, I guess, 10 games here, if y'all are not winning more than y'all are losing, then there are going to be some changes made. And I'm not sure how guys sort of, how do you sort of keep yourself in that mindset that you were describing, not being frustrated and things like that, when you know, in a sense, almost like some things are being held over your head? So it's like you're not setting up an environment that's conducive, in a sense, to guys going out there and not being worried about what's going to happen, just going out there and playing.
Yeah, that's a good question. But I respect how Barry conducts his business. He's open, and I think for me personally, mm-hmm. you know, you just always, I think it's more beneficial to know exactly where you stand. I think everybody kind of knows, hey, if we don't get it going, like, that's just what happens in sports. There's going to be changes, you know, and if you, whatever it could be. I know he's you know, strapped by some of the contract situations, all this, but there will be changes if this team, who, you know, was projected to be, you know, competing as a top team this year, doesn't, you know, straighten it out. And I like it personally. I think it's refreshing. I think there's no guessing anymore. But as a player, I would use that. I think that would motivate me to say, either, however way you want to do it, you know, the old screw you type of a thing where you're like, okay, I'll show you that we're a good team. And, you know, maybe he's looking for a little bit of that. You want to get a response. Mm-hmm. And I think as an athlete, I think you have to, it's all about using things. You know, you're trying to spark your team. At the end of the day, that's sports, and that's what's going to happen. And, you know, Barry doesn't sugarcoat it. I really respect the his level of openness, I think, with the media. But as a player, you know, like, they know they're not playing good. Listen to every guy. It's not good. Ryan O'Reilly, I know he took it all on himself. He's just being a leader, saying it was the worst game he ever played. It wasn't. You know, he was good enough, but you know, he's just kind of talking collectively for the group. So, you know, I think they're well aware of that in the locker room, and I think that's something that they could use for motivation. I know I would try to use that if I was on that team. Anything you can right now, they need to find a way to turn that in a way to motivate them.
Chris Mason is with us. Mace, let's look at Washington. The opposite is sort of true of them. They are exceeding expectations, and I think they were told all summer, hey, there was a fluke that they got into the playoffs. They had a terrible goal differential, one of the lowest ever to have made the postseason. And a lot of people kind of wrote them off. But they've done very, very well early, and it's not just Alex Ovechkin. One of the guys that seems to be standing out right now is Dylan Strome, who was, I think, the third overall pick and was probably viewed as a disappointment for a long time. But he looks like he's rounding into form and playing very well with Ovechkin right now.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of a guy that's had some really good moments, right, Strome? And you're like, oh, there's that, you know, that high draft pick and the talent that we saw. But he's never really been able to completely put it together and be, you know, a dominating player. It obviously helps playing with a player like Ovechkin, but you still got to get the job done. But, you know, they're almost in a polar opposite situation as a team where nobody expected them to do good. And obviously at the beginning of the year, that's when all the projections come out, and these are going to be the top two teams, and who's going to win the Stanley Cup, and, you know, nobody's talking about Washington. So they're kind of on the opposite spectrum where they got nothing to lose. They just got to go out and play just like they did at the end of last year, whereas the Predators, they have all these expectations, and we're going to, you know, and then it starts the way that it did for the Predators, and now they're in a little bit of a spiral. But I think when you look at both teams, there's going to be a level of correction. So I don't think Washington, and, you know, maybe they can prove everybody wrong again, is going to continue to play at this level and the rate that they're playing right now and scoring goals and winning. You know, I think Jacob Underwood actually sent us something this morning that the underlying analytics and numbers suggest that they're probably playing a little bit above their heads right now. But hey, they're finding a way. They're getting it done. You know, that doesn't matter when you're winning hockey games. Ovechkin has found his scoring touch again. And, you know, anytime you got a guy that can put the puck in the net like that, and you've got guys that are playing maybe, you know, growing into their potential in a Strome and Pierre-Luc Dubois, maybe he found his home here. Who knows? He's not, I know he's not doing much right now, but he is that big centerman. It's going to be an important matchup as well, I think, tonight. And they're getting decent goaltending. So I think the Preds are going to have a tough game here. And I just want to see the Predators just simplify. And if I see anything tonight, one of their strongest, I would say, attributes last year was their ability to get to the net, to get interior shots, to get those types of chances. And we haven't seen it. And it just, it's really baffled me that it's taken this long to really, for that part of their game to materialize. Because I feel whether you're playing good or bad, you can always find a way to kind of get inside and get to that area with a lot of will and grit and determination. And I just, I haven't seen it yet. So that's one thing I would like to see them do to Washington tonight.
Well, one more quick one for you, Mace. You were in this position at times in your career where you're fighting year after year to gain a job, a regular job, a multi-year contract in the NHL, which is your any player's goal when you're a kid. But it didn't come easy for you, right? I'm looking at guys like Mark Jankowski and Michael McCarron, Cole Smith. You could use some other examples on the Predators. Kiefer Sherwood, who gained a multi-year contract with the Canucks this year after a long journey of one-year deals, two-way deals, all of that stuff. And, you know, when Barry Trotz is talking about changes, which he did with Jared, I'm thinking of those guys, right? Those guys earned guaranteed contracts this year. That's a major victory for those guys. But it shows you, though, that the journey's not over when you get that, right? Because your confidence can dip, your performance dips a little bit, and suddenly you're back in that same boat. It's a precarious tightrope to walk.
It's tough. You know, it's a lifelong journey just to get there. And, you know, it's extremely hard to get to the National Hockey League, but it's even harder to stay in the National Hockey League because it's always, it's what have you done for me lately type of a thing. And there's no question those guys earned the contracts and had incredible years last year in order to do so. But the thing is now you got to do it again, and then you got to do it again, and you got to do it again, because you got a lot of young talent every single year that's developing in the minors, you know, that are potentially fit in some of those spots that you're, you know, taking in the lineup. And it's one of the most competitive things, especially, you know, players like that, like I was, where you have a 1-year contract, you fight your whole career just to get that, then you get it and you have to just continue to perform and get better than, you know, the level that you were the season prior. So it's definitely, you know, not an easy thing as a player, but again, that goes back to using that as motivation. You almost have to you're in a fight or flight mode. You got to fight for that spot, and you have to do that and by playing, you know, good hockey. And it's just been, you know, they're not the only ones. If you could almost point to every guy on the team right now not playing up to the level that they were expected to play at to start the season. So but it's tough. It's a grind for sure.
Chris Mason, Predators TV analyst, joining us as he does every Wednesday morning. Chris, thanks for chatting. Good luck on the call tonight.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Have a great day.
Yep.
Chris Mason joining us on the program. 615-737-1025. As we alluded to in the interview, Barry Trotz, during his weekly interview with Jared Stillman, said some very interesting things. And then he did a follow-up interview, which I found to be just as illuminating. We will discuss all of that next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.